Hey everybody, welcome to Empowerment Sessions with yours truly, Philip Suber. Now, this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. So before we get into our conversation, if you haven't already, please take a moment and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and also share with someone that you know. All right, ready? Let's go. Hey, welcome back, everybody. So we've been talking about affirmations, and I kind of inserted the topic of let your faith lead you because I felt that it was something that was needed. You know, this is the beginning of 2021, and so many of us are glad because 2020 is over. And most of what we've experienced in 2020, we can now consider the past. There are a few things that have came over into 2021, such as COVID-19. It's still here. Yes, it's still a pandemic. Yes, there's political tensions and so much around us. But personally, we can at this moment say that we made it through 2020. As a people, as an individual, you made it. And you made it through all the difficulties and all the struggles and the trials and the tests that 2020 has brought you. And let me even speak futuristically that although I'm recording this right now in 2021, you may be listening to this in 2025. You know, just curious of what the current, what the podcast was about. And you may be listening to this so much further in the future. And regardless of what time it is that you're listening, it is important for you to understand that you have survived. You have made it through everything that you have lived through to this very point that you're listening. And that in itself is amazing. And so in this topic of affirmations, I didn't want to use just regular routine, normal things that would seem empty in the statements, but I wanted to empower you with statements of substance that mean something so that when you use these affirmations, that they would have more of a significance to you. And it wouldn't be like a common cliche, right? And understanding that, I want to tackle this word, resilience. Because no matter where you are in life, there's an old saying in the church that says you're either approaching a storm in a storm or you're coming out of a storm. And one of the underlying truths is that life is not peaches and creams all the time, that it leads you through seasons where things get troublesome, things can become troublesome, and things can become troublesome. Yes, that one word, that in life we experience hardships, we experience troubles, not all the same, but we experience them to a certain degree in a way that impacts us, where situations will try you. And when I say try, I mean test. They will test your resolve. They will show you who you are, show you where you're strong, reveal to you where you're weak. And although we would not wish these circumstances upon ourselves, and I'm not saying that all of them are so dramatic that they are life-threatening, but they are situations, whether it's a relationship, a difficult job, whether it's stress, whether it's anxiety, whether it's depression, whether it's because we don't like certain aspects of our lives, or maybe the things that people have done to us, or maybe we feel guilty for the things that we have done foolishly to others. Whatever it may be, life has a way of bringing us situations that causes us to reflect. And if we can learn from those situations, then we become empowered and we become better in the encounter. You know, David in the Bible says that it was good for me that I was afflicted because I learned your statutes. In other words, if I had never experienced the difficulties that I experienced, it would have never brought me to the place of learning and embracing the things that would help me and that would keep me, that would help guard my heart and keep my mind and would give me a right perspective and would help me cultivate the right boundaries needed so that I could be successful in life. And successful not meaning in terms of corporate America and your job, but successful as a person, wholeness, peace within, and contentment within, and being able to live a life of clarity. And so this word resilient resiliency comes to mind, because no matter what you have endured, I want you to understand and I want you to own the fact that this next season of your life is going to require you to be resilient. That is what life is requiring for us, to be resilient. Because as long as you're still breathing, there are opportunities before you. There are doors before you. There are decisions that are before you. And there are portals where you can step into something brand new mannerisms, new ways of thinking, new crowds and companies, new friends, new relationships, new careers. And then there's the enhancement, new visions, new goals, new dreams, and new manifestations, new opportunities that you have to bring something new into the earth, to bring something into fruition that you've had deep down inside of you that you haven't tapped into yet. You understand that there's greatness inside of you, but you haven't tapped into it because maybe you've given more credence to the opposition. But this is where resiliency comes into play. And here is a definition for resiliency or resilient. It is of a person being able to withstand or recover quickly from difficult circumstances. I'll read that again because I'm reading it because I wanted to make sure that I was able to articulate that definition correctly. It is to be able to withstand or recover quickly from difficult conditions. You know, one of the things my pastor used to talk to me about was that it's your ability to recover quickly that is crucial and that is key to success in life. How quickly can you recover from that heartbreak, from that divorce? And I'm not saying denying the pain or denying the experience, but how quickly can you get your mind in a place to learn what you need to learn, to take what you need to take, and to extract those things that you don't need anymore, those things that are non-essential to your growth and development and your forward momentum in life? How quickly can you walk in the light of maturity and clarity and begin to own where you are and also own where you want to be? Listen, when we look at the things that we have faced and the things that we've overcome, sometimes it can be frightening because we may have not imagined being able to conquer that. We may have not previously imagined even having to deal with some of the things that we've had to deal with. But the key to this whole moment is that you have overcome them. You have surpassed them. You have outlived them. You've made it through it. No matter how difficult it was, and the pain and the tears that it brought you, the heartbreak and the persecution, that in which you endured, whether it was externally or internally, that in which you had to come through and come out of, it develops something in you and a strength. And what you are to do is to take the strength, take the wisdom of those things that you've experienced and use that as momentum, use that as fuel to go forward and to be resilient, and to make up in your mind that no matter what life throws at me, no matter what I face, no matter what I encounter, I am resilient. I am able to recover, and not a long time to recover. I am able to recover quickly. I'm able to bounce back. I'm able to reinvent myself. I'm able to regain my clarity. I'm able to regain my strength. I am able to connect again with wisdom and soundness of mind. Listen, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. And so if you are living in fear of your past, fear of your past, fear of the future, or what it may hold for you, fear of things not working out, I want to tell you that unction, that spirit is not of God. That's not something that God has given you. The Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love. You hear that? Of love. A love of power. And here it is, of a sound mind. Of love and of power and of a sound mind, because you're going to need those things in order to move forward in life. And the greatest of that is love. But I want to hang my hat on that soundness of mind, where you're not so tossed and driven by your emotions and your soul has not gotten the best of you, but you can think and see with clarity in your perception, clarity in how you have understood what you have endured, and clarity to see what is ahead of you and where you are going. Listen, God told Joshua in chapter 1, verse 9, in the book of Joshua, after Moses had died, his leader had died, and they've been through the wilderness, and they've come to this place where they've just gotten so close to conquering the promised land of Canaan that has been promised to them by God. They've endured so much affliction. They've lost so many loved ones along the way because everybody didn't make it. And here Moses dies and Joshua and the people are mourning. And God tells to Joshua, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? There was a time, according to Ecclesiastes, there was a time to mourn. But here's the thing that I want you to consider. Don't you extend your time of mourning. Don't you extend your time of grieving. Don't you extend the things or the seasons in your life that are meant to be over, that have expired. It is time for you to bounce back, to recover and to make up in your mind that you have a goal that you've set out, that you've set after. And no matter what you have experienced in life, you are still able to obtain it. You are resilient. And this is the moment where you tell yourself, I am resilient. I am the definition of resiliency. After all that I've been through, and I'm still here and I'm still going, you may have experienced hardship. You may have experienced heartbreak. You may have experienced financial setbacks. But no matter what you have experienced, even if it has been in your health, you are still here. You're still breathing. And deep down inside of you, there is still that ambition. There is still that wisdom to say that the end is not here, that I still have the juice to go forward, to run forward. I have the energy. I've got everything that I need. And whatever I'm going to need in the future, I'm going to attract it by my momentum because I refuse to quit. I refuse to give in. I refuse to give in to the lies. I refuse to give in to depression. I refuse to be oppressed, but this is my moment. This is my time to arise and to shine because the light of glory is upon me, because I choose to walk and to live in clarity of mind. I choose to walk in love. I choose to walk and operate in this God-given power to make the right decisions and to choose wisely, to gain rightful perspective, because God has not given me the spirit of fear. So I refuse to live in fear, but he's given me the spirit of love, power, and of sound mind. I am embrace the love of God. I embrace love. I embrace the power that God has given me as a human being, as his creation. I embrace the soundness of mind and refuse to be confused. I refuse to be delayed in my thinking. I refuse to allow other people to come in and to interrupt my clarity, to block my clarity, to delay my clarity, to come in with their own thoughts and opinions that are not in agreement with the goals and the vision for my life. Here's another scripture, Isaiah 41 and 10 in the English Standard Version. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. I understand that we live in a world where people are afraid to embrace God. They are afraid to say the name of Jesus. They are afraid to believe in it. And so they are more comfortable in believing in higher entities and higher beings and so forth and so on, all these things. But I want to bring you to this revelation, to this truth, that God is God. And he does not hide behind other names. He does not hide behind any other deities, but he is God. And if you really want to be strengthened in your life, then you have to embrace this truth, because this God is saying that he is for you, that he is with you, to be not dismayed, that he is your God and he will strengthen you. He will help you. You don't have to look to strange sources, but you can move forward in life knowing that the God who created the heavens and the earth is for you. He is for you. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And what does that mean? That means that when God created us, he had intentions that were the best for us, even as he declared in Jeremiah when he says, I know the plans that I have for you, that God's intentions are not for you to be a failure. God's intentions have been for you to rise up in the beauty and the majesty of who he has created you to be. Out of all that he has created you, we have the mind and the capability to choose and to make decisions and to be creative, to come up with concepts, to discover, to put things together, to invent, to philosopher, to become philosophers, to be thinkers. He's created us to be lovers, to be affectionate, to be emotional, to be logistic and thinking logical. He created us to be relational. He created us to take dominion. With the greatness of all he has made us to be, through fear and insecurity and vulnerabilities that have been perverted, and love and has been perverted with lust, and men have have walked away from the original concept and have begun to take on their own minds and their own thoughts and begin to forsake the love of God, and because of that become perverted in their ways, become malicious and become hateful because they don't want to embrace love, they've become prideful, they become egotistical. And because of that, our world has so many elements that has caused us to, that we have accepted, that has caused us to go short of the glory of God, to fall short, to live and imagine sin, to dwell in sin. The Bible says we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and we've taken on certain aspects that God has not created us for. We've taken on hatred for people, racism and biasness and all the things that we experience in this world, the cruelties. But then again, I tell you that God has given us a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. Love being the first to mention, because love helps govern us and keeps us in the right constraints of power to execute power rightfully and righteously so. And not only that, but to live in the consciousness and the soundness of mind, a clear conscience before both God and man, to know what it is to be forgiven and to forgive. And so here it is, that all of us at some point of our lives, we have fallen short of the best of who God has created us to be. And if you want to rise up to that place of the most powerful place of who you've been created to be, it is important that you understand that through every obstacle that you can be resilient. Why? Because God is for you, because God is your strength, because God is your protector, because God is enabling you. Why? Because he desires to see his glory in your life. He desires to see you be the best you. He desires to see you impact this world with your love, with your thoughts, with your idea, with your creativity, with your business sense, with your logistics, with your ability to listen, your ability to love, your ability to do the things that only you can do, like you, because you've been gifted in certain areas and certain capacities. This is the glory of God, for you to shine, for you to overcome the things of your past, for you to overcome the hatred that wants to dwell in your heart and the bitterness and the unforgiveness. The glory of God is for you to overcome those things. So you have to embrace this mantra, this affirmation, that I am resilient. I'm resilient to overcome my struggles. I'm resilient to build up the appropriate boundaries to keep my heart and my mind and my ear gates safe, so that I can guard love, so that I can guard clarity, so that I can guard the soundness of mind. It is important that I am resilient, that I may keep my body in a place of health. It is important that I am resilient in the goals that I set, because I understand that these goals that I set are going to be beneficial not only just to me, but to those around me. It is important that I live my life with legacy in mind. It is important that I don't beat myself up, that I forgive myself, that I encourage myself, that I strengthen myself, and that I begin to continue to evolve in the areas where evolution is possible for me. It is important that I am resilient, meaning don't give up when you fall. Bounce back, recover. Recover knowing that God is for you. Recover knowing that you were meant for greatness. And a lot of times what we overlook is that the shortcomings of our lives were meant to be directors to the greatness that is before us, to the greatness that we are become. The things that we discount sometimes are the very building blocks that help us become the greatness in who we've been intended to be. So I leave with you today. I am resilient. I am able to bounce back. I am able to recover. I am going to recover. I am going to be resilient. I am going to continue to display resiliency in the affairs of my life for the good of myself and those around me. I am resilient. Hey, thanks again for joining me in this discussion today, Empowerment Sessions. I really appreciate and hope that you did take the time to subscribe if you already haven't, and also if you took a moment to share it. If you haven't, you still got time to do it. Now listen, remember that this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. Now you can follow me even after the podcast is over on Instagram at empowerment_sessions or at I am Philip Super. And even on Facebook, you can join the empowerment community as well if you follow me on there with Empowerment Sessions page. All right, I look forward to adding you guys to the group and seeing your comments on how this podcast has really impacted you in a positive way. Until next time, remember, it's all about you being empowered to help the next generation.